to seek and to give them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ came because of what? Loss, of course, but Christ came because of love. I mean, when it all boils down to everything, Christ came to this earth because He loved us. Because He loves us. He doesn't want to see anybody. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And can I just say that we should go and tell others because we love them. Tonight I just want you to see the investment in eternity. As you think about our foreign missionaries, we support our foreign missionaries at $70 a month when we first vote them in. And then every year, when they come back every 3 or 4 years for their furlough, that's what our independent Baptist missionaries do. They come off usually every fourth year for a year furlough to report to their churches, which is biblical. Paul and Barnabas came back to the church of Antioch and reported the work they were doing. So these missionaries come back to the various churches and report. When they come back and report to us, we give them an additional $25 a month. So every 4 years, they get a $25 raise. And I think that's wonderful. I think that's something we started years ago. And what it was, I always felt guilty of having our veteran missionaries back. I wanted them to go out and raise more money. And we were sitting around a finance team meeting one day, and I said, hey, why don't we give them a little raise? And that would give me a little motivation to say, hey, come on, and we'll give you a raise. And our missionaries have enjoyed that. Some of our missionaries are up to $120 a month now. And they could continue, especially if they're real young. They might at some point be at, you know, over $200 a month. And so, and then each year for a little while, we've been giving them a $5 raise a year. We've gone from them being at $50 a month in base now to $70. We've just raised them $5 a year. And the Lord willing, we can do that again. And our home mission projects are taken on at various meetings that I go to. Some of those preachers you get to see, some of them you don't. And that's why I wanted you to see them here tonight. And you saw all the blue dots in the United States. It's not just church planters in Texas we support, but New Jersey and Colorado, Washington State, North Carolina, Missouri, Idaho. It's exciting, isn't it? Utah. Support them. Get them in the field. And they might win the loss. We support one in Nevada. In Lovelock, Nevada, which is associated with the Kings. I found out about this brother through the King family. And just reaching people for Jesus is what it's about. And getting the message out. Let's all stand. We are going to give an invitation. And I want you to come tonight if the Lord lays upon your heart and just say, Lord, Missions Conference is Sunday. Lord, speak to me. Lord, what would you have me to do this year for missions? And just see the investment, whether it's Vanuatu or Nauru or Papua New Guinea, South Africa, Kenya, Sierra Leone, you know, the various areas we support and do. Let's remember our missionaries in prayer. God, we thank you today for your love. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to make an impact around the world for the cause of Christ. We pray for our missionaries, Lord, that you would just strengthen them and be with them, protect them, provide for their every need. And Lord, help us to go beyond and further than we've ever done for the cause of Christ in the area of missions. I pray that you would touch each of our hearts as to what to do for missions this upcoming year. We ask this in your name.